Arriving here. Arriving now. Bringing mindfulness front and center. Mindful of here. Conditions as they are. Circumstances as they are. Arriving now, this moment, mindful of immediacy, whether it's a kind of singularity or a flow, the feeling of immediacy is the same. It's always here now. Feeling of an emerging availability. We feel present. It may be so steady there is a feeling of presence, a kind of steadiness to our availability. We observe it from the point of view of empowerment. We are present, therefore we're available to experience. Therefore, we are able to relate to experience as it unfolds in real time. Real time meaning this very moment. Not a little after, not a little before, but here, now. We realize that we have choice. Choice as to how we relate. Sometimes choice about what we focus on, but not as often as we have choices about how we relate to what's arising. And our Dharma understanding, all of those hours of practicing when we thought we were getting nowhere, that it was kind of pointless, or we were just never going to be very good at our practice, all of that comes into fruition for a moment. And we realize that we have the choice to choose to be aligned with something larger than the ego's needs, the craving for sensations. And thus we choose to align with the Dhamma, to align with wise view, wise intention, or to align with our core values, or all of those together, or some other way that you may picture this, that you may align. Your caring nature. Your belief that there is a kind of mystery to this realm, and you wish to be available to it, and know that if your mind is cluttered, conflicted, much less likely. And so we move from available as through mindfulness to being available in an aligned manner, an aligned availability by deliberate choice. Thus, a more refined state. Always as best we're able. Always gratitude when we are able to choose. And non-judging when we are not able. So the humility that we bring to practice. Well-deserved humility. But so powerful, because we practice as best we're able, and thus avoid judging and comparing minds, or compulsive fixing of the conditions of how we're practicing. It's our value to have this aligned availability. In that sense, it's unadorned. Not a lot of flowery words. Not a lot of great flourishes. But rather, what we discover is an innate dignity that grows from being available. And likewise, when we are sincere and authentic, a great integrity, no matter how modest its form, this dignity and integrity that comes from being truly available to life is separate from its size, how loud it is, or how large a scale it's being acted out upon. We are available. I choose to be available to life. May I choose to be available to life. May I be available to life. In my practice, my sitting practice, my walking practice, my in-between times in my daily life, may I be available for experiencing life, for being in a caring relationship with life. Not selfing, not creating attachment, not having a demand of a certain definition that we think that's what is the main level or the minimum level of being available is. But from a don't know mind, I am available to life. I'm available to practice. This sense of commitment with integrity and dignity is a further ground we're not measuring results, but rather we're staying true to our intention to practice. We are grounded in this manner. Available when things are calm, when things are unexpected, when we don't know what to do, we are available. With this ground, we turn to our experience, the various kinds of things that enter our consciousness. For this particular sit, we're going to notice, in addition to the physical body that we have done this morning, looked at that, been available to that experience, what in the Nine Bodies teachings referred to as the vital body. And then the emotional body. These capacities of consciousness that allow us to know that there is an embodiment, that allow us to know that there is the movement of life, the vitality of that movement, and the form of consciousness that allows us to know that we are a feeling-based, emotionally-based species. That this is our innate capacity. And so we start with the physical body. Like this morning, knowing the body and form, the posture. Knowing the body as parts. Knowing the body as the elements. We have focused on earth and wind element. Knowing the body as skin, flesh and bone, knowing the body as resting on earth, this relationship we term gravity. We can be conscious, can examine the body in all of these ways because we have a physical consciousness. There is a dimension of our consciousness that registers, notes, can identify these experiences as they arise. This parallels the first Satipatthana of the Buddha's teaching of foundations of mindfulness. That there is a consciousness that can recognize there is a body. That this consciousness, this awareness is such that we are embodied. Are we willing to be available to knowing experiences that arise from this body consciousness, where we will directly feel the body, experience the body in its joys of physical health and its difficulties of lacking of physical health or agency? What does it feel like to open to the physicality of reality? Not in a control way, but in a receiving, being able to receive this aspect of experience of our consciousness, to directly feel it's not so much that we look for a particular good feeling or bad feeling of that with something we enjoy or don't enjoy, but rather it's this whole level of experience, this whole dimension of experience that we're knowing. We know it in ourselves and in others, internal and external, as the Buddha says. Just feeling available. You're not probing. You're not looking for some particular experience, but feel the truth of your own availability to the manifest body. As we move to the wind element, keeping the earth element and this physical body as our base from which we move, from which we find contrast, the stillness of the earth element that characterizes the physical body leads the wind element and all of its movement to stand out in relief, to be apparent in its contrast, to be easily felt. To seem more alive, more immediate. Available to knowing the wind element. Through the breath. And what is the wind element but movement? And what is movement but energy? And what is energy? The life force. There would be no life without movement, without energy. This leads us to the vital body, this vital consciousness, this dimension of consciousness, this aspect of consciousness, this capacity of consciousness that allows us to experience our own life force, our vitality. Again, we're not trying to have the life force be other than it is. Our practice is being available to knowing this dimension of life. So many benefits if we are capable of opening to this dimension of consciousness. Life force may be felt as pulsation, vibration, a kind of active presence. In your background, you may have learned it as prana or chi or ki. Here and now can sometimes be far more available, more immediate, more poignant from this level of consciousness, this aspect, dimension, capacity of consciousness. The awe and wonder of aliveness, the mystery of aliveness. The body being manifest, meaning it's here, tangible, and this reality that we can share, that there is a body. Likewise, we can share in our experience there is a life force that we can distinguish aliveness from non-alive. We can feel our own aliveness and the aliveness of others and its ever-changing nature. It's anicca. So it is with the emotional body, the emotional aspect, dimension, capacity of consciousness. We usually know emotions as like a wave of emotion or a storm of emotion or a quite gentle movement of emotion. Or as a start-stop, interrupt kind of emotional feeling, or a jumble of emotions, a whirl of emotions, like different body sensations that come and go. These manifestations of this capability of the emotional level of consciousness come and go. The capacity itself is steady, as the physical body is steady, as is the vital body steady. May I be available for knowing the emotional body of consciousness. the physical body, our very vitality, our very life force, and the emotions. These three constitute the manifest level of consciousness. Our thinking comes through this consciousness of the emotional body, motivated by relatedness. So all the four foundations of mindfulness at the manifest level. If you will, please, bring your attention to the heart area of the body. Utilizing knowing all three, physical and vital and emotional, are we available for the heart's opening? It's an embodied feeling. It's intricately interwoven with the vital feeling of life itself. That's why we care so much. And of course, it's emotional. Maybe for the majority of us, in some ways, our hearts are guarded. Not necessarily unwisely. Maybe we need that guarding. The question becomes how we open and feel safe such that we need less of the guarding. So difficult. This is the challenge with dukkha. Knowing the truth of dukkha, how do we have our hearts open? All of these emotional experiences arise. We have thoughts about them, storylines. We have tensions in the body. We have cramps in the body. We have clenching in the body. We have ripples of excitement in the body. We have heats of passion in the body. Our life force roars, or our life force cowers. This is all normal. This is the nature of this realm. So how do we stay present? How do we be mindful to what's truly in the moment, rather than being mindful of something that's just a little off from it? Through practice, through finding ground, the grounds we've described and other grounds that will be described. We can open to the fullness of life's experience as we know it, as we experience it. Not thinking it's all of life or ours is special compared to others, but this is the way. This fathom-long body experiences life. This particular mind that operates in this way through the brain can we be available to life? Can we be accepting of the way things are, and yet when appropriate, be committed to doing what we can to bring about change? Can we carry the tension of that? No small thing, this being available. And this is just at the surface levels of our experience. It is our birthright, our ancestors, the life force, wherever this arose, in whatever way you hold it arising. This is a gift of capacity, this being available with reflective awareness that can know that it knows, and know that it knows that it knows, that it can have a heart's response, that it can have a mental response of recognition, of seeing possibility to correct or improve or separate, distinguish, that it can have intuitive recognition, intuitive understanding of releasing, of wisdom, of compassion. This is why it's worth asking, exploring. This vastness of being available to life.